Well, it's National Poetry Month all across the nation. In Miami, they go all out. Every year, O Miami has a big poetry contest down south. It changes every year. This year, the contest is all about location, location, location. Right, Scott Cunningham?
That's correct, Todd.
Scott Cunningham is the founder of O Miami. That's Miami's big poetry contest. Now, Scott, tell him what I mean, all this location business.
So this year, Todd, we decided to lyricize one of the more unlyrical things in the world, which is your federally designated numerical code for where you live, which is your zip code. Here in Miami, it's almost impossible to divide the area by neighborhood. Everyone argues over what's what. But the zip code is fairly straightforward, so we decided to try and use that as an inspiration for poetry.
Now, there are rules here. Look, haikus have rules, sonnets have rules. What are the rules here?
So we invented a form for this contest called the Zip Ode. And the form of the Zip Ode is different for every poet. So your Zip Ode comes from your own zip code. So, for instance, I used to live on Miami Beach, so my zip ode would have been 33139. So every zip ode is five lines, but the number of words in each line is determined by your zip code. So for the Miami Beach one, it would be three words, one word, three word, nine words.
Now, do you have a poem handy for us? Give us a whet our appetite a little bit.
Sure. So this is from my time living on Miami Beach, which is a wonderful place, but it's also beset by many tourists. And a lot of times the streets flood and there's a lot of construction. So I tried to get all that into one poem. So this is a poem for 33139. Paradise, except for every weekend in winter, or after a hard rain, or street closure, or, oh, never mind.
So you've adhered to the conventions of the Zippo there. I'm impressed. The next zip code over from me here in Washington, D.C., I got to say, is 20001. That's a tough one, man. They don't have a lot of room.
That's a tough one. But, you know, poets are up to the challenge, you know. I hope they are. At least they have been in Miami. People have done some creative things with any line that's a zero.
So people in Miami are responding. They're writing into your contest, Scott Cunningham. You can join, too, and we're going to be asking for your contributions to the Zip Ode, the quick ode to your zip code. Anyone who's listening in the 20001, I give you the challenge. If you're in Washington, D.C., I promise that if it has anything to do with me, you'll get a little bit of special treatment because, boy, is that a tough puzzle for you. So how many entries have you gotten so far, Scott Cunningham? This is a contest that's growing.
It's growing very fast. We just debuted in South Florida this week, and we already have over 1,000 entries.
And so what is it that Miami residents love so much, do you think, about becoming poets? I would guess that a lot of your entrants probably don't write a lot of verse during the rest of the year. Maybe they do, but 1,000 entries shows that people in your area, they're into it.
They are. I think it helps that we've done it for a few years now, so people are expecting it. But most of the people who enter do not identify as poets. I think their connection to the contests are that they're place-based, and so it's a chance for them to talk about where they live.
A chance for them to talk about their neighborhoods, and we should repeat, Scott Cunningham, most of the zip codes in Miami start with 33, 34?
33, yeah, two threes.
Two threes. All right. Well, that's a little bit of running room. Those of you in Los Angeles, I know you start with a 9. You're sitting pretty. New York City starts with a 1. Boy, that's tough. Washington, D.C. starts with a 2 and then a lot of zeros. You're giving people a big challenge here, buddy.
I hope so. I'm curious to see what the New Yorkers and the people from D.C. come up with.
Well, it's not exactly fair, but it is what it is. And we want those contributions from everywhere, but especially maybe in this case from D.C. and New York City. Scott Cunningham is founder of O Miami, and he is running the Zip Ode, the quick ode to your zip code. And we want your contributions too. Scott Cunningham, thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.